What's up? How you guys doing? This is Coach KB. I'm here with Triple T, where we talk that talk. Got my man over here, Kyrese Codio. He's going to talk to you guys in a few minutes about his journey through college athletics. But this is a podcast I just wanted to bring to you guys where we talk the real talk. And we get some information out there, answer some questions that the high school athletes might have, and really provide a platform for college athletes to show their face and also really just vent about some of the good and bad that goes on through college athletics. So, Kyrese, you want to introduce yourself, where you play ball, what position, yeah, what year, all that good stuff?
Appreciate you for being here. I want to thank the producer as well. And I'm from Randolph. Kyrese Codio. I play at UMass Dartmouth, and I'm a defensive lineman. What else?
Yeah, what year are you?
2026.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm graduating this year. I'm going in my senior year. Sorry.
Yeah. So senior year. How has the last 3 years been for you in college? Like in one word, if you had to describe it.
Learning. That's all I could say, just learning.
Yeah, I can understand that. College game happens a lot faster than high school, especially coming from Randolph.
Yeah.
I know you guys not that biggest town, you guys don't play the big schools, but you guys played a lot of good football. So if you could talk a little bit about how you got into football. You always started in Randolph, like Pop Warner?
I started Pop Warner like third and I believe fourth grade.
Okay.
But I stopped playing because every time, like, we would go to finals, I just couldn't make weight. So it was like, why would I play and I wouldn't make it to finals with my boys when I played through the whole season?
So your team was cheating?
Hell no. Yeah. But, I just never, like, always, like, made weight. So I just went to soccer and then played till middle school. And then I picked it up back again junior year, but I got injured my junior year, like throughout the whole year.
Okay.
So I skipped junior year and then I played football and basketball senior year, last ride.
All right, and now you're playing in college.
Yeah.
So the fact that you haven't even played as much football as a lot of your teammates have, that's impressive to get there with the lack of experience in the past. So for you to sum it up as learning, I think that's very accurate.
Yeah.
But now, growing up in Randolph, so you guys played Pop Warner. Who were like some of the teams that you guys faced in the area?
We versed Braintree. What are they called? Like the Hawk? I don't know. They're kind of like, there was like an Indian Womps. The Womps. Braintree Womps.
Shout out Braintree Womps with Justin, right? That's you?
Yeah, Braintree Womps, Stoughton, I know they had a team. We versed the Boxers. The Boxers was pretty big when I was younger because, like, it's a whole city. Okay. Like, I still forget till this day how big Brockton is. So there was, like, the A, B, C, and it's all one group, like, one age.
So you always knew you were going to college for football? Or was it, even though you didn't play that much, you knew that it was something you were going to come back to? Or was this just something that you just naturally happened to be better at?
Nah, I just thought I was done with football after third grade, fourth grade.
Okay.
Like, I thought I was done forever. Like, I wanted to just play soccer. And then I picked basketball up. And I only picked it up because I was at soccer practice with one of my boys. And he was like, you can't make the team.
He said, you can't make the ball team?
I can't make the team, yeah. He said that. And then that's what sparked me. Because I'm just a natural competitor. So, of course, once he said that, it was just time for me to try it. I didn't make the team. Nah, I didn't. But next year I didn't, and then just kept playing and playing. So
he was right that year, but yeah, it just kept that spark and that energy going.
Of course.
Because you hit me up more than a lot of some of these other kids who to work out, and you're not home that much. And that says a lot. And I don't train a lot of people. It's just because, you know, timing is hard for me. But as far as, you know, when you hit me up, you also family, if y'all didn't know, it's my cousin.
Yeah.
So the fact that we were able to reconnect like this is pretty cool. And you over here playing football. I play football. So we had this relationship, but I wanted to get you on this podcast so you can kind of talk your talk and tell some things to high school athletes who are maybe in that same transition phase. So going from high school football where you guys won a state championship, right?
Yes, we did.
Was that your senior year or junior?
Yeah, senior year. Both basketball and football that same year.
Oh,
first time ever. First time.
The first time you made the team. Basketball team, you said.
No, this was like middle school, I said.
Middle school
when my boy Lucas, shout out Lucas, he said at practice, and we was just like chatting before coach came.
Yeah.
You know how coaches be late coming from work. He was like, you can't make the team. Whoop de whoop. And then that's what started me getting into basketball, because I was just playing soccer at the time.
Okay. So now when you're talking about transitioning, right? Was there like college coaches coming to you? Like, how did you end up at UMass Dartmouth? Or are you just going to school there and then decided, you know, I'm going to play football as well? Like, how did the recruitment process go for you?
So recruitment process was weird at first, because there was a school that came to our school just like a random day, like at practice. And I believe it was Fitchburg.
Okay.
And I was starting to like, all right, it's midseason. Like, I need to find a school. Like, I know I want to play, and I know I can play at the next level. I started talking to my coach, and Coach Marshall, and he was saying that, like, you don't have that much film, because I only played 1 year. So it's hard for coaches to really evaluate you. And, you know, you don't have that much film, and you're still learning, and you're still doing, like, freshman things. I was doing freshman things as a senior, but at the same time, it was just place and time where I just had to find somewhere to go.
Okay. And, you know, UMass Dartmouth, obviously you're taking classes, you're a student there, right?
Yeah.
Because in the student market today, athlete. There's some kids that are going to school, they're not getting paid. They're not taking classes, just getting paid as employees now. I think there were like one or two schools that just approved that with the NIL stuff. So they're going to start paying kids to come be part of their football team.
Yeah,
rather than having scholarships. That's a whole another conversation for a different time.
Yeah.
But talk about your school a little bit. How do you like college? What are you majoring in? You know, what do you want to do after college as far as like in the real world?
My college is UMass Dartmouth, of course. We have a great criminal justice program, and I major in criminology. And what I want to do after college is private investigation. So for insurance or handicap, like fraud, insurance fraud, and alimony and all that.
Okay.
Not feel.
What got you interested in criminal justice field?
It was actually grandma.
Okay.
Grandma was always watching Law and Order. And it's like, I always wanted to figure out the why in crimes. Like at the end of the episodes, it was always interesting to see like the why into the crime. I first wanted to be a forensic scientist, but I didn't love the science part that much. Like, you really have to love it if you're going to do it for the next, like, 20, 30 years.
Yeah, that's what got me out of my kinesiology major was chemistry 111. That class tough, man.
I didn't even want to go to labs.
I didn't take chemistry in high school, so because I was in the vocational. So by the time I got to college and I'm taking a science major, I had to take anatomy and physiology. I had to take kinesiology 101 and chemistry 111.
Yeah.
These were all during the season.
Yeah, one semester, right?
You know what I mean? Being a freshman on a college football team, and I know you went D3, but I can imagine it's just as rigorous in some aspects as going D1. But being at UMass Amherst, it was, you know, we were clockwork. We were going.
Yeah.
As far as like during the season, and the fact that I had classes and I had to take some science classes that I never even seen before, I kind of knew about because I was curious and did a little investigation. But being able to, you know, be immersed in the classroom and try to focus and put all my attention there took me away from the football field.
Yeah,
and
so you had to
kind of play.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to put all my attention there, but then now I'm showing up late to class or I'm not finishing my work on time.
Yeah.
And that kind of balance was tough. So if you can kind of give some insight on how you manage your academic and athletic balance at UMass Dartmouth, I think that'd be insightful for some of our listeners.
It's hard at first, I won't lie. I was one of those freshmen that was up in the common area like 4 a.m., like meeting new groups of people, trying to find my people.
Groups of people. Yeah, I got you. I understand.
Yeah, and I was just trying to find who I really relate to and like see myself making long-term friends, because I know there's people that have friends till this day that they met in college. But it was after I had to sit down and really just do what I have to do and then handle what I had to handle so I could have the fun later, I had to figure that out. And it just started with being in my room.
Do you think that those lessons could have been learned in high school? Or did someone try to teach you those lessons in high school?
Yes, but high school is different in like so many ways, because high school, you're in a building for 8. And if you're an athlete, you're in there for like nearly the whole day, 11, 12 hours. So when you're there in high school, it's kind of easier because you just go to class, you do your work. Okay, next class, next class. But in college, it's you have class and then you have a 3-hour gap. You got to go to treatment. You got to go to rehab. You probably got to go to a meeting, special teams meetings too.
Get some food.
Food. You got to do homework. Yeah. If you didn't do that discussion board, it's just fitting in the right areas. I feel like my parents taught me that the best, how to manage my time, because Saturdays in the morning, it sucks when you have to wake up and do things around the house. But after you get to play outside from 12 to night comes, you're not complaining.
Understandable. And time management is a hard skill to learn because you have to learn it on the fly. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Like, I was late today. My fault. You was here on time though. And that's because you still in the mode, right? You take it. I'm in college. All my classes I take from my living room on my bed, on my computer. You have to show up and be plays. You know what I mean? You have a schedule. I work still, but it's just a different type of time that I'm on now, especially being a father of 3. My time moves so slow.
Yeah.
No one could rush me anymore. So whatever. But as far as like learning how to actually manage your time, I feel like that's something that people should put a lot more emphasis on. And like you said, your parents taught you a lot. So parents out there, you know, really try to spend some, not if you have good time management, or at least work on your time management skills with your kids, because that's something that's going to pay out in the future long term.
Oh, for sure. I see it with like some of the kids that were there in college freshman year, they didn't have good time management. Now they're just one hit wonders. Yeah. Like they did not come back even for the second semester because they had like .3s because their time management.
And that's why I was really commending you before, because you got to college from very little football experience. You're playing collegiate football.
Yeah.
Despite what level it is, there's only like 7% of athletes, period.
Yeah.
That play high school football that go to play college at any level. Yeah. So the fact you're part of that 7%, and then even not just playing at community college, or you're at a 4-year university where you can walk out of there with your degree and having your football experiences.
Yeah.
And I don't know how the money situation works, and we don't got to get into that right now, but you know, there's some pride you should take in just what you have already accomplished and look forward to making sure that you know that you can continue on that path, you know?
Yeah.
I like to say, work today for a better tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
So as long as you keep working, your tomorrow can always be better. And we're not here for ourselves. We're here to make the world a better place for the people that come after us. And the fact that, like I said, I got 3 kids, that's something that, yeah, I'm trying to ingrain in everybody that I talk to, because when I'm gone, I want to make sure my kids is all right. Right?
Yeah.
And their kids are right. And that's only going to happen if the people that come after me are actually in a position to make the world that place, right? There's a lot of things going on, but we got to stick to the tried and true stuff.
Yeah. I'm trying to invest more into that. Like, I don't have kids. I don't want kids no time soon. But the younger kids at the high school, like, I try to share some of the things that I've experienced and what I'm going through in college at another level, and trying to tell them how it is, because they're not even out of high school yet. Some of them is from the middle school, well, and they go to the high school and work.
That's what you're doing right here, right?
Yeah.
So I appreciate you coming on, man. We're going to get you live in person too. So if you guys want to come and have a conversation with Kyrese and other college athletes, feel free to get the details when they come out. It's still in the planning stage, so I'm not going to share too much information on that because there's, like I said, a lot of moving pieces, a lot of things going on. But I did want to jump into this segment that we talked about earlier. So this is a little segment, made it up. It's called This or That, sponsored by Tomorrow LLC, produced by Hedge Better over here, HB. So I appreciate you. But this or that, I'm going to ask you three questions. You're going to just pick this or that.
Okay.
We got one or the other, right?
Yep.
And then feel free to elaborate on why you chose what you chose so the people can get an insight of your mind, right? All right, so we're going to start real simple. So would you rather, after a big win in college, right? You beat your rival by 3 points on a 50-yard field goal. And y'all, your team went crazy in the locker room. Y'all, it was a away game too. You come home. Would you rather? But you have a big test on Monday that you know you need to study for and prepare for. Would you rather go celebrate with your team that night, or go study for your test after the win, or go to sleep? But go to your room or hang out with your team after a big win, even though you got a test coming up.
And I can't choose in between, right?
What you
this mean? Or that? Oh my gosh. I'm studying right after the game. That's what I usually do too. On the bus. Because if you said it's a away game.
It's a away game.
Yeah, so on away games, that's what we really do. After we celebrate the first 5-10 minutes, we're on the bus, we're celebrating, and then the bus goes silent. Like, not silent, but little groups is talking and like everybody's just chilling on their phones. Put your lights on, because we're on the Peter Pan buses.
Okay.
So you just turn the light on overhead. We got plug-ins.
Y'all hear that? D3 still got coach buses, right?
Yes,
we y'all got still coach be buses. Riding good in D3, so don't be shy, man.
And you got the Wi-Fi is on the bus too.
Right. So you're doing your work right after the win.
Yeah.
Y'all get to shower after the game soon?
I shower after the games. As soon as the win's over, I'm in the locker room.
All right, second question. I'm gonna speed it up because I kind of dragged that last question out.
Okay, cool.
Second question. So would you prefer game day pre-practice or the practice walkthrough before the game? Like, which one do you enjoy more?
Say again?
So pre-practice before the game. Like you're leading into the game, warming up, doing your stretches, doing whatever your positional drills, or the walkthrough session before you get to the game day.
The walkthrough session before we get to the game, because it's quiet before the storm. I like when everybody's locked in, no headphones, no nothing, and we're going through the drill. Coach blow the whistle, next segment. Coach blow the whistle, next segment, next play, everything. I like that more often.
Yeah, and I'm the opposite. That's why I asked.
What?
Yeah, I actually like being in the arena and feeling the energy that's around, even if it's barely any there. Like I went to UMass Amherst.
Yeah.
We didn't get a lot of people in our crowds when we was playing at Gillette. Granted, it was still 15, maybe 20,000 if we were on a good day, right?
Okay.
But Gillette holds 65.
Yeah.
So there's 40,000 empty seats. It don't feel real energetic in there.
Yeah.
But I used to enjoy like being in all the away arenas and just taking in the energy of the fans coming into the arena and going out there and warming up in just my shorts and then coming back out and seeing the energy rise. Yeah. And then now I got my pants on and I'm just standing there looking, I'm doing some stretching. I go back in the locker room, put my shoulder pads on. I come out with the returners. Right.
Yeah.
So then now that's I get the early energy and then the team comes out. I get to see everybody come out and then we get a team stretch before we go back in. And it's like, it's a lot of back and forth.
Yeah.
But I feel like that roller coaster is what kind of helps settle me and my emotions.
Yeah.
That I feel, the nerves that I feel every game.
Yeah. I feel like it would be different if I was like at a higher division, because like our stadiums, our games do get packed, like no doubt. But like that's home games. Like I want to go to an away game and like I can't hear nothing. I love games like that. Like West Conn.
Okay.
Yeah. West Conn, like. they only got one side of for the fans, but the way their stadium's built is like all the sound is going down towards the field.
Okay. You guys won that game?
When we went over there, no. Well, I'm 2-1 against West Gone. Freshman year, they came to the crib, all whiteout game. That game was crazy. We won. We went over there, got spanked, and then they came to the crib last year, and we did what we did.
Okay, so you know what it is next year?
Nah, they're actually out of the league.
Oh,
our league is going through some whole other. Yeah.
So, last question. This or that? Would you go D3 like you did, right? And play, get some burn, learn, experience, grow, or go D1 and never see the field, but you practice and you're in all the spring ball and you got a scholarship?
So full scholarship?
Full scholarship.
I'm going D3.
Okay.
I'm gonna stick with D3, yeah.
So you're really enjoying the experience of actually playing ball and being a contributor.
Yes, right. Of course.
The awesome stats, man. Let us go. Let brag a little bit. Let us know what you looking like.
I average about 45 to 55 tackles, and I think those are solos. TFLs, I probably got I don't even know. I haven't looked at my stats in a minute, but I got a good amount. 13 or 14.
How many games do you guys play?
We played 11, okay. 10-1 last season. We lost to Springfield.
Okay.
Yeah.
Springfield's usually pretty good, I heard. Yeah. I haven't seen them myself. I haven't really watched a lot of college football around the area because, one, I was playing, and then when I came back home, I was training, trying to get, into the league. I was bouncing around doing all that and did the CFL thing.
Yeah.
Made a couple arena teams. Didn't really, that vibe. And then just kind of went into coaching and never really went to go look at any other games or explore. Last year was my first year really being able to see even some of the high school teams, or excuse me, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Where I think I watched the year after you left, or was that 2 years ago? After your freshman year, I went and watched Randolph High play. I watched a couple other, I put it on YouTube, did the football tour.
Yeah.
So that was cool. If you want to check out some of those videos, they should be down below. But yeah, man, I appreciate everything that you're saying about just your experience and as a college athlete, and the fact that you would even choose to still be where you are versus going somewhere and not playing. So the fact that, you can gain and still learn something from that, how would you share that information to the next generation? It's not all about the glitz and glamour, the bling. It's not about being that guy who everyone has their eyes on. It's about becoming who you're meant to be. How do you see yourself sharing that information?
Like my pop says it, everything that glitter ain't gold, for a fact. I don't know, how do I?
Yeah. I kind of put that one on you, but it's just more, I can feel the energy. And you guys don't really, might not know Kyrese, but he's a chill dude. And I just respect him so much because the fact that, like I said, we're family. I basically was there when he was in diapers up to 3 years old. And then our family kind of went to separate ways. And then now to reconnect with him when he's growing and see him transition from high school to college, and now he's about to be done in college, it's impactful for me as a viewer, as a fan of you. And I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate everything you do, man. And I think that, anything that you wanted to reach out, anything that you need, any help that you ever need, just feel free to, let me know.
Yeah, of course. Family, of course.
But yeah, so what I was trying to get from you with that last take was just more so how do you plan on talking to the next generation? I know you have a younger brother.
Yeah.
Is he just graduated this year, right?
Yeah, just graduated.
So is he going to be following your footsteps? I know he thinks he's a hooper and stuff, right? But
are
you going to try to guide him through his entry into college life and adulthood, or,
Yeah, of course, because football taught me so much more than just X's and X's and O's. It's just like being disciplined. And like we said earlier, that that focus and what was you saying earlier about the homework? Like, you have to do what you have to do and handle what you got to handle. And especially being a man too, like you have to be a man of your word. If you're going to say something, you have to do it. And it's just transitioning him from little boys to men. Like little boys can go outside past 12 a.m. but not show up to work. Men have to, okay, you could go to that hangout, 10 p.m., go to work like in the morning. Cause he's not following my footsteps. And I respect him more because he wants to be his own like person. Like people do say we look alike. Like all the
y'all,
time.
All y'all look like and your dad too.
Yeah, people say we look like all the time. So I respect him for wanting to be his own man and going his other way. Like he wants to do plumbing.
Okay.
And he hasn't decided yet, but I think he's leaning towards welding. Okay. I don't know, but
a trade. So
yeah,
he wants trade, to go out
yeah,
there.
He wants to work blue collar.
He's gonna get in early.
Yeah.
And that's good. So one of my best friends from high school. That I still talk to this day. We're now, I met him in eighth grade, so I can't even do the math. That's like 17 years, right?
Yeah.
The fact that I was just over his house last weekend for Juneteenth on Thursday.
Oh.
Last Thursday, okay. Right? So it's the fact that he's got into a trade early and now he's running his own company, doing whatever, you know what I mean? And he has his own house, everything. Well, I didn't think that way. I thought I was going to get the money, the millions, right? And I wasn't playing football for the money. I just couldn't walk away from the game, man. I had the opportunity to go and do track in college, which we do have a conversation coming up with some track athletes. So stay tuned for that. But I had the opportunity to go run track in college at two different colleges and almost chose that. I actually called the coach and like told him. Mm-hmm. And as we said, being a man of your word, right?
Yeah.
Like I spoke to these people and told them that, like, you know what? One person I was like straight up like, yeah, nah, I'm not coming here. But another guy I was like, I want to talk to my mom, but I'm coming here. And I said it like that. So that was still kind of like a half in, half out.
Yeah.
Not
fully and, like committed to it.
Yeah. And by the time I woke up in the morning, I was just... I couldn't give up football. So, you know, I had to call him. He didn't even answer his phone because it's like 6 a.m. I was before school. I had to sign my letter and it was the last day. And I was sitting there like, dang, man. I was like, you know what? Let me just sign the football one. And I called him again. He didn't answer. Left a voicemail this time like, hey, I just want to let you know. I'm sorry, but I can't give up football. There's something I got to do. And it was a free ride for football. Yeah. Whereas track, I still would have had to take out loans or do something like that. So even though it was a two division one track schools, they were still asking me to come out of pocket a little bit.
That's crazy.
But I don't regret my decision, man. But the fact that like I had to go back and tell that man something that stuck with me all throughout college. So when I was there as a freshman and we were going through hell, went 1-11 for my freshman and sophomore years. I'm getting thrown on the field as a freshman against Denard Robinson in Michigan. And 6'5 linemen running me over because our starters need a break because they just running, right? So I get thrown in the fire, running down on special teams, trying not to get my head taken off.
Yeah.
Like, I was just going and the fact that there were a lot of people that were going through that same stuff that left and went elsewhere and they flourished and went to other schools and did great things. And I stayed there. You know what I mean? And I took some pride in that. And it was just because, like, this not. Because I backed out on that decision before.
Yeah.
And I doubled down on my football decision once I got there. And I wanted to quit. If you ask my mom, she'll tell you how many times I called her crying. How many times I texted her saying that I can't do this. I don't want to be here. Yeah. Like, this isn't fun. Football isn't fun anymore. Have you had that experience in college at all? Like, where you just not... enjoying it, but you just, like you said, you're still learning.
Not really. Like, I wouldn't say like I'm not having fun. Like, I've had fun for my like 3 years, and that's partially why, like, that's majority of the reason why I said I would stay, because I've had the half and half reps for my freshman year and then got the starting job. So I wouldn't say like it wasn't like I wasn't having fun. It would be some days where it's like, what am I doing this for? like sometimes after conditioning and be like, yo, like, what am I really doing? Well, like, what am I really doing? Like, why am I running hundreds and 110s and
gassers? Because you was like, overweight since Pop Warner. I just messing with you, though. I'm messing with you.
Oh, you got jokes, but.
Nah, Pop Warner, that's what they told you, man.
Yeah, so it was just, and what am I really doing this for? And
that's the question we all need to answer, right? What are we really doing this for? Like, why are we here? Why am I having this podcast conversation with you? Why am I, you know, why did I take my kids out this morning? And why, instead of putting them in the summer camp this week, you know?
Yeah.
Like, different things. There's just being intentional with life as an adult just gives you that. It's the exercise of your will, but at the same time, you're hoping to use it for good. And it just gives you that sense of accomplishment, sense of purpose, and really keeps you motivated to keep going. So that's a question that we all need to answer is, what are we really doing this for? But yeah, man, that's really all I got for today. I appreciate you really pulling up and having this conversation and talking your talk, right?
Yeah.
And I know we, like I said, we started reconnecting more, but you gotta utilize your phone. I'm the one with the kids, you know what I mean? So they can use some Uncle Reese too.
Yeah.
Right?
Nah, I saw that text.
Cousin come by and pick up your cousins for a few. You know, so I see you driving. You're not too far too. At least for the summer.
Yeah, I got you.
All right.
Yeah. Appreciate you.
This has been the first, not the last, episode of Talk That Talk with Coach KB. This is Kyrese Cotio. Appreciate you again, man, coming out. I'm gonna have to try to get to one of those games, but I'm gonna be coaching next year. Coaching football again.
Okay.
In the fall. I'm not gonna tell y'all where just yet. But yeah. You might already know by the time this video is out, but whatever. I'm coaching football again, so I'm gonna try to get out to some games. But man, I wish you the best of luck this season. We're gonna keep working this summer, obviously.
Yeah, of course. So I still got some time before I go to camp. Of course. Thank you for having me, bro.
No doubt. Appreciate you coming.
Peace.